Twins and Padres wrapping up their brief two-game series. Irvin Santana has dominated San Diego throughout his career, and in the second inning, he found another way to burn the Friars.
Can chop to first, down the line and fair. Sano scores, Polanco scores, and Santana knocks in two. A line drive left center field, base hit. Castro scores, Irvin around third, he will score. Throw to second base, Escobar goes back to first, he drives in two. Maurer to third, 4-0 Twins.
Runner on, Urrela bench.
Drill to center, Buxton back, at the wall, gone. And it's a 4-2 ball game.
And that ball's crushed into center field, long run. He's going to look up, and this ball is way out of here. Sano connects for his 25th, and Twins back now. They lead 5-2.
Santana's been really, really good. He gave up a clean single with one out in the fourth, then gave up a home run, and that's been it. And Irvin Santana finishes this road trip with his fifth 9-inning complete game.
Twins earn a split of the brief two-game series as they take it 5-2. Irvin Santana with his Major League High fifth complete game this season. He also improves to 3-0 in five career starts against the Padres with a 1.77 ERA. Here is Minnesota skipper Paul Molitor.
You know, he was a starter, he was the middleman, he was a setup man, he was the closer, and he was our clutch hitter. So pretty good day for him and us.
He was a clutch hitter. Eduardo Escobar also was as well. He continues to be kind of a jack of all trades for you guys. How valuable is that?
Well, you know, it's when you look at what, you know, he's been asked to do in terms of, you know, playing time was a little bit cut down early, and you know, he just stayed with it. He's all on board for what's best for everybody, but he's getting a chance to swing a little more frequently these days wherever he shows up, and he's in a good spot offensively. You know, he's putting together good at bats. You know, he's got nice production for how many times he's been up there. I feel good when he's up at the plate. I feel like he's going to take a good at bat, and he came through with a big hit there to add on. You know, we get four runs there with two outs, and then we got Miggy's homer, and we made the stand up today. We finally scored after the fifth inning, too, which was good to see. It's been a while.
Can the change of scenery, just getting back in front of your home crowd, be a good thing for this team right now?
Well, we'll see how that goes. I think we all enjoy you know, we have one of the best facilities in the game, in my mind. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit, I'm a little curious to see how it's going to be after everything that's happened since we left town the last time. But, you know, I think the players will look forward to getting home, start a little homestand with the Rangers and the Brewers, and, you know, try to pick up where we left off today. You know, Texas, we know they can swing it. We're going to have some tough matchups there and all that, but, you know, it'll be good to be home.
After the Padres had cut the Twins' lead in half, Miguel Sano got one run back leading off the sixth as he took Luis Perdomo deep on an 0-2 pitch for his 25th of the season. Sano spoke to the media following Minnesota's 5-2 win.
You know, the first thing I can say, thank you God for the big chance that Santana they can complete the game today. And I'm so really happy because everybody played hard, put some heart in the field and work for the team and play hard, you know, and try to win some game.
Well, you touched on Irvin Santana having a great game. Another complete game from him. It's his fifth of the season. When he takes the mound, what goes through your mind to start a game knowing that your ace is out there doing his job?
You know, for him, I'm so really happy because he's working really hard every day. And the guy have a lot of special team for him. And I can tell you, everybody here puts on the heart on the field and work hard for winning the game. And I'm so really happy because the pitcher did a great job and the hitter too.
You gave him some support with that insurance on the home run. After you fell behind 0-2, what were you thinking on that pitch?
You know, I get mad because I got chest swing and the umpire said, like, I swing, but I don't swing. And, you know, I be ready for hit a breaking pitch, and he told me change and I can connect the homer.
For the fifth time this season, Irvin Santana finished what he started with his Major League High fifth complete game of 2017, holding the Padres to just two runs as the Twins took down San Diego 5-2. Santana shared his thoughts after the game.
Well, just the main thing to me was throw strikes, and that's what I did in the last inning. I just not trying to do too much and to keep the ball down for the most part.
Speaking of throwing strikes, over 70% of your pitches today were strikes. What was your approach to this lineup that enabled you to have such command over them all game?
Well, they're very aggressive. I just trying to keep the ball down, and that's what I did today, and then let's see how it works.
It's been a tough stretch recently for your team. So how important was it for you to come out and give them a chance to win? What does it mean to you to give them that chance?
It means a lot, you know, especially the way we've been playing the last couple games. To come today and then do that great job like today and rest our bullpen, so it's good. It's huge for us.
With a win like this, how anxious are you to get home and get back in front of your home fans?
That means a lot. You know, I mean, I can't wait for it, and then we just have to keep doing what we're doing, and we'll be fine.
The Twins return home on Thursday to host the Rangers at Target Field.